Well, good evening. How the hell are you? How was your weekend? Hope you enjoyed it. Lots going on. I got a lot of news to cover. We won't have a guest till tomorrow night, but I definitely have a lot to discuss here. You may have heard by now, a Texas biolab has lost a deadly guanarito virus. What's a guanarito virus? Well, I'll tell you about that coming up. And I'll also tell you about here locally, an Alachua company in my county has landed a DOD contract worth up to $360 million. Wait until you hear what the Department of Defense is paying them to do. Also, we'll talk about the Mossad. I have a Mossad minute planned for tonight's show. And we'll get to that little tidbit of Mossad insight coming up at some point in the show. I'll do a Grope report. If you're new to the Bob Tuscan Show, we have our reoccurring segments, the Mossad Minute, the Grope Report, which, take a guess what it's about. Can you guess? That's right, it's about the really friendly, a little bit too friendly, TSA, who, well, is back in the news for doing what they do best, groping innocent people. I'll tell you a little bit about the radiation situation, which continues to be on my list here, and we'll tell you about a lady, you might have heard this, I heard it on the lamestream news today, who overdosed on drinking, no, not alcohol, drinking tea, T-E-A, tea, and we'll tell you how it is that she got sick from drinking way too much tea, and now this is an obscene amount, but I think you'll find this very interesting as to what drinking large amounts of tea can do to the body and why that's so. But first, I have a question for you, and we'll keep open lines for the entire show tonight. I just heard that the so-called libertarian leader, Ron Paul, will be addressing the University of Florida right up the road from me on, ironically, April 15th. Ron Paul, who's campaigned for president on the Libertarian Republican ticket, galvanized voters, according to this article, seeking limited government and individual freedom, will be speaking at the University of Florida on April 15th. And if you're not in this country, the reason why that's so funny and ironic is April 15th is tax day here. So we have Ron Paul, the champion against government taxing us, and he's going to be speaking, brought to you by the Accent Speakers Bureau, who has brought many speakers that I've gotten a chance to give a piece of my mind to. Anyways, here's my question for the listeners, and I need your help with this. So I really want you to call up if you have some insight, if you have something for me to consider. What should I ask him? I'm going to get a chance to speak with Ron Paul. Ages ago, I had the chance to have him on the radio show, and something came up in Congress, and sure enough, it never happened. But I'm going to have a chance one way or the other to get some FaceTime with Ron Paul, whether it's face-to-face with a private interview or during the question-and-answer session of his talk, which he will be doing. So the question I have for my insightful listeners who know more about this kind of thing than I do, what should I ask him? What are some tough questions, perhaps, to ask him? Should I say, hey, Ron Paul, what's going on with your views on 9/11? Or should I say, hey, Ron Paul, what's up with Rand Paul? What should I ask him? 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. What would you ask Ron Paul?
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Okay, so Ron Paul, the infamous Ron Paul, will be speaking at the university. And I will have a chance to speak with him. And I want to figure out what exactly I should ask him. You know, I have a number of different things that came across my mind when I was thinking about it. And my one friend, you know, messaged me and said, well, we should talk about the Federal Reserve with Ron Paul, right? I said, well, I mean, Ron Paul's talked about the Federal Reserve a million times. Why do we have to ask him a question about something he's already discussed a million ways? So the question for you, the listener, and I need your help, so please call in. We have open lines, 800-313-9443. Get out your crayon, write this number down. I do want to hear your insight. What would you ask him? What are perhaps some tough questions that you would ask Ron Paul? 800-313-9443. And before we get to that, we will take your calls on the topic. Let's go to a news story that came across my desk, and I think it's very interesting. A Texas biolab loses, and I don't know how you lose something like this. It's not like you lose your car keys or something. But somehow a Texas biolab has lost a deadly guanarito virus. What the hell is going on with this? Let's listen in.
Troubling headline about a tube of potentially deadly virus misplaced. How could that happen? And what about a new report raising even more questions about safety in biological labs?
That was my question as well. I'm glad the lamestream media news report on this decided to ask that question. Let's hear how they report on this.
Here's ABC's David Curley.
It is a small frozen vial that contains a potentially deadly virus. And one of those vials here at the University of Texas is missing. It's a virus from a mouse that can cause hemorrhagic fever and could be used in a terror attack. Officials believe the vial was discarded during cleaning and poses no risk. But this news comes on the very same day that government investigators in a new report question lab management in our country. The Texas lab is one of 13 operating or planned in the U.S. with the highest designation, level 4. They house the baddest bugs out there, smallpox, anthrax, and Ebola. There are more than 1,400 level 3 labs in our country, too. And over a 6-year period in the entire country, only one vial was lost, believed.
Wait a second. Hold that thought. You remember the anthrax scare? Where did that anthrax come from? Oops. They tracked it back to Fort Detrick. You remember that? So I wonder if this is, you know, and I'll speculate here a little bit because that's what we do. We speculate on these sorts of things. I wonder if this is somehow going to reappear and, well, be a terrorist threat, a false flag, of course, but nonetheless a terrorist threat.
Destroyed in shipping. But there were more than 600 separate releases of an agent inside labs. 11 lab workers sickened. Tonight, those government investigators are calling for much more oversight, saying there is no single federal agency responsible for these labs and no national standards on how to build a lab.
In my mind, this is not a crisis, but it is a wake-up call. It's a call for greater action and coordinated action.
Coordinated to keep these deadly viruses secure. David Curley, ABC News, Washington.
Well, there you go. So they're trying to...
Wow, I've been Claritin clear for 10 days.
Get the hell off. Jeez, pop-up ads on these stupid sites. Anyway, so they're trying to protect us with these dangerous viruses that are being handled in laboratories all across the country. And, well, the most recent news is that this... How do you pronounce this? Guanarito, right? Guanarito virus from lab rats has gone missing. It's a Venezuelan virus. I wonder if Hugo Chavez knew about this. Anyways, the $174 million facility in Texas, supposedly designed with the strictest security measures, somehow lost the virus. But, oh, don't worry. It's no threat whatsoever, folks. It's okay. It's all good. Well, as I was reading the news the other day here locally, because I like to keep up to date on the local news, I found this tidbit of information that you won't hear about on the national media circuit. You won't hear about this even in the alternative media circuit because it's a very obscure local story, but I think it's very interesting. You tell me what you think. An Alachua-based biotech company has landed a Department of Defense contract that could be worth as much as $360 million over 10 years to develop manufacturing processes for drugs to treat bioterrorism and radiological threats. The company, Nanotherapeutics, they plan to, well, build a $150 million facility. Wow, that's almost on the dot of what the Texas facility cost. And, well, they're going to be trying to come up with stuff to save us all from bioterrorism and radiological threats. Now, here's the thing about this, and here's why I have my eyes on this topic. On the 10th anniversary of September 11th, 2001, I was able to meet with Senator Bob Graham, the former governor of the state of Florida, who on that 10th anniversary was hosting a symposium on the threat of bioterrorism and repeatedly announced that it wasn't a matter of if, but a matter of when they would strike with some sort of bioterrorist attack and whether or not we were prepared for such an event. Well, when I asked him about the anthrax that, well, was tracked back to Fort Detrick and, of course, was an obvious false flag, if you will, an obvious scare from the powers that shouldn't be, he denied it. He ran away, in fact. He saw me and he started running, literally. Well, I asked his counterpart for the event that same very question. And you know what he said? And this is, mind you, the director of emerging pathogens at the University of Florida. He was Senator Bob Graham's, I guess, co-presenter at the event. He acknowledged it. He straight up acknowledged it. It's on YouTube. It went viral. People saw this whole confrontation. And it's very telling that these so-called people that are so sure that this bioterrorist attack will inevitably take place are the ones who are behind its creation, most certainly. They have this facility where they're going to be working to develop different viruses. And hold on a second. So they have this facility where I was distracted, of course. They have this facility where they're, you know, trying to develop these so-called cures for these viruses, and that's a good thing. That's a great thing. You know, we want to be able to be protected. But is the threat manufactured from the get-go? And are they gearing us up with stories like this from Galveston, Texas, that will probably be forgotten, to have our facilities stormed by terrorists and then have those viruses shared on the black market? That's the question. 800-313-9443. According to bid documents, this company will conduct research and development on faster, cheaper, and more effective ways to treat against chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear attacks and outbreaks of naturally occurring and genetically engineered infectious diseases. We know that the HIV virus, or so-called virus, is a fraud, and that the medicine that they're administering kills people. So I have to wonder, is this so-called medicine that they'll scare us into taking from the threat of bioterrorism? Who knows, they might even come up with something preemptive. You know, hey, take this little pill preemptively and you won't be affected by this terrorist threat, by this bioweapon. Is that medicine going to be the creation of many more health issues? It's like the vaccines, perfect example. Are those vaccines going to create further problems? That's the question. You know, are the vaccines, and the answer is yes. The vaccines aren't going to create further problems. They're not actually helping the so-called things that they're treating. No, they're creating more issues. So what's your take on the bioterrorist threat? I'll take calls on that as well, 800-313-9443. But folks, please, I want to get your feedback on the Ron Paul question. Ron Paul's coming to talk here locally, and I'm trying to figure out what I should ask him. Perhaps a tough question that you might have. Should I ask him about his former campaign manager, Jesse Benton, or how about the fact that he never really took on 9/11, which some might argue was done on, well, on purpose? You know, he didn't want to ruin his chance to be taken seriously, so therefore he didn't bring up the 9/11 issue. Well, he's retired now. Does that still apply? What's your take on it? What should I ask Ron Paul? 800-313-9443. We also have a TSA grope report coming up and a Mossad Minute. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Justin Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. All right, so we have a couple questions on the table and a couple things that we have yet to get to. A Mossad minute, a Grope report, TSA's back in the news, harassing more innocent people. How many terrorists has the TSA caught? Oh, that's right. They haven't caught any. I also found out that Ron Paul will be speaking here locally. And I plan on asking him some questions, some tough questions, hopefully. And I want to get your comments on that. 800-313-9443. What would you ask him? 800-313-9443. And then I also brought up the bioterrorist threat. What's your take on that? I'll tell you about how, well, a woman has overdosed on drinking too much tea. That's right. I said tea. How did she do it? How is that possible? I will tell you about her in a little bit, but let's get to the phone lines. Jason's on the line. What's up, Jason?
Yes, hello there. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Do you have a question that you would recommend me asking Ron Paul?
Yes, I do. I think that I'm not really sure quite what to make of him, because I think his asking that the Federal Reserve be audited is a good thing. I've heard that he has a very cozy relationship, that he's been to visit the Vatican quite a few times, and maybe you should ask him if he feels that the Vatican, that there should be some type of inquiry into the activities of the Vatican because of their association with drug money, laundering of money, and Operation Paperclip. So,
oh, don't forget all the pedophilia, of course. Jason, so will you send me some info on that? Because I part of my ignorance, but I haven't heard that Ron Paul has any connections to the Vatican.
Well, that I've heard that he's visited there quite a few times and that he actually owns property over in Italy, and he seems to be somewhat reticent to, you know, criticize the Vatican. So I can email you some things. I'll do that for you.
Yeah, I'd appreciate learning more about that, because if that's the case, that's very interesting. I've heard the accusations that he's a Freemason. Have you heard that?
I've heard that as well, too, and I don't know whether it's true, but, I mean, I think that not all Freemasons are bad people, but I think
right.
that it would be very interesting to know, and certainly would be important.
Well, nor are all Catholics or all Jews, for that matter, but it is very interesting when you have someone like him who is involved with so-called secret societies in a covert way and is somehow beholden behind the scenes to their special interests. That's the problem.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, well, thanks. I'm gonna look into that. That might be the angle I'll take. I appreciate your insight on that, because, you know, I'm at a loss here. Because like you, Jason, I say, you know, to myself, Ron Paul's done a lot of good. You know, he's gotten the word out on some important topics. I don't know that an audit of the Fed will really do anything. I think that will just show how bankrupt and how it's all based on debt in the first place. But like you, I say to myself, yeah, he's done some good things. I don't know about Rand Paul. I don't trust him as far as I can spit it at him. That being said, you know, should we sit here and not ask Ron Paul tough questions just because he's done some good? I don't think so. I mean, Jason, are you still with me?
Yes, I am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. So here's the question I have for you, and we'll take more calls on this in just a minute. Do you think that I should forego asking Ron Paul some tough questions because of the good that he's done?
Oh, absolutely not. I think that you should really press him on issues that we need to know about and that are important.
Yeah, that's my intuition as well. I know that I'll get a lot of a lot of complaints from people out there who are Ron Paul zombies. And they'll say, how could you? How could you? But I think that we should ask him tough questions, especially because he's someone who has done some good for us.
Absolutely. I agree. I mean, he's done some good things, but we really need to know more about, you know, why certain other things were not done.
Right. Like, he never brought up 9/11.
Absolutely. That was a disappointment.
Yeah, and maybe some could argue that it was too taboo and it could hurt his chances, but now he's not running for anything.
Right.
Or is he? I mean, I guess some may argue that Rand Paul is an extension of Ron.
Well, maybe. I mean, that's a possibility. That's one angle that they may be considering. I wouldn't know for sure.
Well, they're already talking about Rand Paul running for president in 2016. So, you know, you got to wonder. And Rand Paul has some really shocking, you know, policies that go against even what his father did, you know. So I wonder how much of this is controlled opposition, perhaps.
The same words pop into my head as well. I mean, I heard that Rand Paul recently agreed to let vote on legislation to approve all the illegal aliens staying here without any penalty, which I think could be very damaging, but. I mean, it's just kind of, you know, you wonder if they're trying to position him for an election in 2016. I think that could be very possible, but his son seems to be pretty much of a disappointment.
I agree. Jason, thanks for your insight. We'll take more calls on this on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
The Bob Justin Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-8255. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Dial us troll free. 800-313-9443. What would you ask Ron Paul? He's coming to the university. I'll get a chance to speak with him. And I want to figure out what tough questions to ask him. And definitely want it to be a tough question. I don't want to come up there and placate him and say, hey, Ron, thank you so much. Or I might say that, but hey, Ron, thanks so much. What's your take on the Federal Reserve? Fail. I wouldn't be the journalist I am if I asked questions like that, even to Ron Paul. Jeez. Randy, what's your take, sir?
Well, I would ask him about the USS Liberty, why that was never really looked at.
Good question. So, mind you, I was thinking Rand Paul. He's a, from everything I've seen, he's a devout Zionist, isn't he?
I think so. He's kissed the Barney Stone.
Yeah. So ask Ron Paul about specifically, because I think to stick to and not just give him a general, you know, question about Zionism, but to specifically ask him about the USS Liberty. An event in which Israel, okay, the criminal state of Israel, attacked and nearly killed everyone on our ship in the Gulf at that time.
Or ask him about Jonathan Pollard, why he's a hero in Israel when he compromised our first strike nuclear secrets when the Soviet Union could have wiped us out.
These are good questions. And perhaps, I mean, I could continue with your train of thought here and ask him other questions about the role of Zionist lobbyists like AIPAC and others, the overwhelming amount of interest, the role of the Mossad in false flag terrorist attacks and more overt attacks on Iranians, on the Iranian facilities. What do you think he'd say? Do you think he'd dodge the question?
I think he would.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. To me, he didn't fight hard enough. He knew the votes were rigged against him, and he could have stood up and told the people that voted for him that this is all rigged. We're going to have to fight. We're going to have to fight harder. We're going to have to bring the corruption into the light where we can deal with it and take our government back. But he didn't do it.
I wonder about that. I personally became disillusioned with the Ron Paul campaign the first time around in 2008. In early 2007, I quickly became disillusioned with it. And, you know, when I saw people falling for that trap again, look at how much energy and resources went into it and were really done in vain. I mean, all of this money and all this time and effort that people put in the Ron Paul for President campaign, yeah, it might have brought awareness to some of these important topics. But what could we really have done if we had a more realistic outlook on what the system is really all about? And just like you said, and kept in mind the fact that it's rigged, that the presidential election is not going to save us, and that we need to get some grassroots efforts in order, perhaps getting locally elected sheriffs with constitutional standards, so on and so forth, and not just sit here and hope that Ron Paul is going to be our savior. He became kind of a release valve and one that perhaps took us away from more realistic attacks on the system.
I think you're right.
Well, I'm glad that you see it that way, Randy, because I know a lot of people out there might disagree with us, but unfortunately, I think that's the case. So
I gave him money in the first run, but I wouldn't do it in the second because to me, he didn't fight enough.
Yeah, he kind of just laid, it was like John Kerry, and this is a bad example. But also the same sort of thing. He had the election stolen by Bush after Bush had stolen the election from Al Gore. And yeah, this is left-right BS. I know it. But follow the analogy here.
Right.
And what did John Kerry do? What he did was he bent over and allowed his skull and bones buddy Bush to trample all over him without even fighting for a second. It was rigged. Completely rigged.
Right.
And when a student asked him tough questions, they tased the kid as John Kerry went on to laugh about it.
John Kerry is one of the tribe.
Is he?
He is. His wife is Ms. Hines, isn't it?
Oh, she's Hines. But regardless if she's a part of the tribe or not, I'm sure that they're devout Zionist, which
right.
transcends even being of a Jewish family, you know. They're more interested in their political control and their satanic views of world domination than they are about any holiday like Passover or Hanukkah or the menorah or the yarmulkes on their heads, you know. So, but I hear you, Randy. I hear you. I think we need to expose these Zionist shills. And if Ron Paul happens to be one of them, then perhaps I should ask him about that. I appreciate your insight. I definitely will take that into consideration. And I will very much seriously look at asking him something along those lines.
Okay, good talking to you.
All right, good talking to you as well, Randy. And look for the video, because after I do it, I'll post it online for you all to see. So, all right, thanks so much. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. 43. You know, we were talking about Israel just now, and I mentioned the role of the Mossad in many actions in today's world. So without further ado, let's go to what we like to call the Mossad Minute here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Are you ready for this, folks? Let's see if I can cue up my sounder here. You ready for the Mossad Minute?
And now, the Mossad Minute.
All right, well, the Mossad is back in the news, and this time they're asking the question as to whether or not Anonymous has hacked the spy agency. The hacktivist, as they've been referred to, at Anonymous, along with Turkish and other hackers, are claiming they hacked Israel's Mossad spy agency. More specifically, Turkish group Red Hack claims to have stolen the names, locations, phone numbers, and email addresses of 30,000 Mossad agents, while Sector 404 launched a distributed denial of service, a DDoS, to paralyze the Mossad's website. They leaked documents. The leaked documents can be found on a website that is on Google Docs, on a file rather, that's on Google Docs. Let's see, is their website still down? I'll do a live air check here. Mossad, is it Mossad.com? Could that be? No. Let's see here. Mossad. I don't even know what their website is. Okay, www.mossad.gov.il/English. No, they're up. So they're back up. Mossad, you know. After all, I mean, these guys are fairly sophisticated with their own information. They were able to develop Stuxnet and hack all sorts of people with Stuxnet and infect them with their own viruses. Are they getting a taste of their own medicine from the hacktivist group Anonymous? Or is this a false flag? I mean, that's what a lot of people are accusing Anonymous of being, a false flag, sort of agent provocateur of the internet. And they're just feeding into the hands, perhaps, of the Mossad. If you look at the leaked names, some are translated from Hebrew into English. Most have Israeli email addresses and live in Israeli towns. It appears a tad unlikely that a deep cover Mossad agent in Tehran sends cute Persian cat photos on his Israeli email account. And as an analyst pointed out to the Times of Israel, some of the listings are for Israeli businesses such as auto parts stores or food companies, thus suggesting that at least some of them, some of the names are just plain old government contractors. Second, with a population of 8 million people, it is unlikely that the Mossad has 30,000 personnel, let alone 30,000 actual spies. I disagree with that. I think the Mossad is a huge agency. And I disagree with what this article points out here. He says the entire Israeli military only has about 175 active duty personnel. Perhaps the CIA has 30,000 employees, including secretaries and clerks. But the U.S. population is five times larger than Israel. Third, while Red Hack claims to have hacked Mossad's servers, the same list of names already appeared on the internet in January. It seems unlikely that the hackers would sit on news of a triumph like breaking into a spy agency server. So who knows? But that has been another Mossad Minute here on the Bob Tuscan Show. All right, let's move right along here to what we like to call the Grope Report.
I want to grope you, so I applied to be a TSA. Baby, I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the glove.
Well, the TSA is back in the news. This time, a family was humiliated as the TSA groped a double amputee Marine. This is that of, let's see here, Phoenix, Arizona. The nerve of these agents to treat this man in the way they did. Shame on them. A U.S. lawmaker from California wants answers from the TSA after reports of a double amputee Marine being humiliated at screeners at Phoenix Airport. What happened here? What are they thinking? It's a legitimate question that deserves answers, and I'm glad this congressman is asking them. Tehran Gall was hit by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan back in 2011. He lost both of his legs and fractured his skull. He's really been through a lot, an awful, awful lot, said grandfather Jim Gall. For them to put him through, that was not really right. His grandfather is disturbed by Gall's claims that TSA agents made him remove his prosthetic legs during pre-flight screenings at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. Without his artificial legs, he's pretty much limited to crawling around on the floor, Jim Gall says. A volunteer escorting the group of Marines was outraged when he says one of the agents made Gall get out of his wheelchair and walk. That part of the incident was all caught on tape. I don't even want to watch this video. I get so disturbed by this kind of thing that I could hardly contain myself. And I know many of you get pissed off as well. Here's the local KTLA news coverage and what they said about it. You tell me what you think.
A U.S. Marine who was badly hurt in Afghanistan says he was humiliated after the TSA forced him to remove his prosthetic legs. The 22-year-old veteran says he told safety screeners he would stand for a full body scan, even though it would have been difficult. However, the TSA claims it never asked the Marine to remove his prosthetic legs. The TSA in Phoenix now says it will expedite the screening of wounded and disabled veterans.
I'm watching the footage here.
The second time.
Jeez, pop-ups. I'm watching the footage here, and this guy is walking with a cane. I mean, this is so disgusting what they do to these people. Little kids, old ladies, wounded veterans, have they no mercy? The hell are they thinking? All right, I'm going to move on before I get too pissed off here. What else do we have on the stack? Oh, and by the way, please call up if you agree with Randy or Jason as to whether or not I should ask Ron Paul about the Vatican or the Zionist connections. Please, 800-313-9443. If you're just tuning in, the question is, Ron Paul's coming to talk, and I'm going to talk with Ron Paul. What should I ask him? What should I say? I'd like your insight. 800-313-9443. All right, I've been teasing this for most of the show, and we'll go ahead and get to this story. You may have heard about it by now. A woman has overdosed, OD'd, on tea. A few cups of tea a day is harmless. I drink a cup of tea, iced tea usually, without the high fructose corn syrup, and I get organic tea, and I use non-fluoridated water, of course. But this lady took it to the extreme. 150 tea bags caused a serious health problem for a Detroit-area woman. You can never be too rich or too thin, but perhaps you can drink too much tea. That's the bottom line of an unusual case report published in this week's edition of the New England Journal of Medicine. Doctors at Henry Ford Health System in Detroit treated a 47-year-old woman who had suffered from pain in her lower back, hips, legs, and arms. She consumed 150 tea bags a day. How do you do that? That's going to be expensive as well. She was also missing all of her teeth because they had become brittle. Something was wrong with her bones. Sure enough, x-rays revealed that the vertebrae in her spine showed signs of a painful condition called, get this, here's the kicker, skeletal fluorosis. Fluorosis. And I come back, I'll tell you how fluoride contributed to this woman's sickness. Fluoride, that's right. Tea sucks it up. I interviewed Dr. Alan Conant about it. We'll be back on the other side.
The Bob Justin Show.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's Theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Okay, final segment on tonight's Bob Justin. Thank you so much for tuning in. All right, so this lady drank 150 tea bags of tea a day. And, well, her teeth were falling out. I thought fluoride's supposed to be good for your teeth. Anyways, she has skeletal fluorosis. Doctors gave her a blood test to measure the concentration of fluoride in her system. A typical healthy person had less than 0.1 of a milligram of fluoride per liter of blood. The patient had 0.43 milligrams per liter, according to the journal report. Skeletal fluorosis can strike people who drink water with high concentrations of fluoride, much higher then in parts of the United States that add fluoride to the water supply, And I had Dr. Paul Conan, not Alan Conan, Dr. Paul Conan on, and tea specifically sucks up a lot of the fluoride from the water that's being fed to the tea plant. So anyways, this is a very interesting story and shows you just how nasty fluoride can be. And much of her body is calcified, let alone her pineal gland, which is calcified from the use of fluoride. Anyways, the report, if you don't believe me, is online. It kind of went viral, so you can read more about it and hear more about that story by doing a simple Google search, or StartPage search, rather. Let's take a final phone call here. Richard, do you have a take on what I should ask Ron Paul?
No, but what I did kind of realize is why I keep listening to your show, because your name is really an alias. You're really Don Quixote, and your whole goal in life is tilting at these windmills and trying to get us to tilt at the same windmills. I'm totally in favor of it, and I keep chasing those windmills around myself. But what I noticed you try to do is get us to be educated, self-reliant individuals versus the herd mentality, alpha leader sycophants that we are really trying to be. But I'll support you forever, because I think that's the direction we got to go.
I appreciate that, Richard. So you're an autodidact, huh?
Oh yeah, one of those. Yeah, you got to watch those people. They sneak around and read books. It's terrible.
I mean, I think it would just be better if you guys listened to everything I said and just did everything I said and used me as a cult leader. What do you think?
I think so, except you eat those funny vegetations and consider yourself to be a herbivore. Us carnivores would never follow that kind of a windmill.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Are you still on the paleo diet, Richard?
No, no, we don't do the pay. Those guys were ignorant and way stuck in their environment. We are the modern carnivores. We eat nothing but the finest of organic animal products that are produced for our success.
Last quick question, Richard. Have you heard about this bulletproof coffee with grass-fed butter?
There you go. See, that's it. That's going to make you a much, much better person.
I'm learning a little bit about it. It's butter and coffee. I know that sounds crazy. Unsalted, of course. Anyways, Richard, thanks for the call, brother. Always good to hear from you. And we'll be back at it tomorrow night with more of the Bob Tuscan Show.
Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballers out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. Now.